Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Chof in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting with Aleph in the top of the page. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. It says, Tzoich Laharim in the beginning, but not in the end, which means, by Truma, if Truma got mixed up with Chulin, and it's Batel, you still have to take out one piece of Truma to give it to the Kohen. If Orlo got mixed up, it's Batel, you don't have to be Meiru, you don't have to pick it up and give it and put it aside. Says the Gemara, Hochat Omar Tzoch Lahari. By Truma, you say you have to do Harama. For Hochat Omar Einu Tzoch Lahari. By Orlo, we don't. What Pshat? Explains Reb Chaim, because we know that Orlo is more Chamar. So why here we're more Machmir by Truma than by Orlo? Rav Yaakov Azadi, Ravob Shabirchon, Bnei Gezel HaShevet. So as we explained in the Mishnah, the reason is because of the monetary issue. When something falls into a roiv of Chulin, it's Batel. But by Truma, except the Issu, which is Batel, they still also have a monetary obligation. That the Kohen owns here a little piece, which is his Truma. So now you have to give it back to him. By Orla, there's no owner. So I don't have to take out the Orla. It's like more of a Tanikan. We find a price like that. That's a monetary thing. Because it says, called Truma Shein HaKohanim Makpidim Aleihu, Truma that the Kohanim don't care about. Kegoin. Trumas haklisim v'acharuvim v'sorim shebedrim. It's truma of different types of fruits that are not so important. Like klisim, charuvim, it's a carob, and the barley, which is an edoim. The Kohanim don't care about it because it's very cheap. Ain't it tzorich l'arim? This is to go pick, give it to them because they don't really need it. They're not demanding it because it's so cheap. So you see from here, the harum is not because of the isser, it's because of the monetary demand. If there's no monetary demand, there's no point in taking it out. Continues the Gemara, Orlo v'kilei hakerem, oilim b'echod u'mataim. They go by Orlo and Kilaim. The mixture, in order to be mevatlet, is 200, which is different than Truma, which is 100. So the Gemara, first of all, minayin shem oilim. How do we know there's a bitul? K'siv mileyo mileyo. So you learn k'zer shava from Truma. By Kilaim, kilei hakerem, it says ben tigdash hamileyo. By Truma, it says milosho v'dim ocho loisacher. So you learn k'zer shava. Mileo, mileo. Ma, mileo, shenemar, leholon, oilo. Same by Truma, we know that's bottle. Afkan oilo, so see here it's bottle. Imam, kan mea, afkan mea. So maybe you need 100 to mevatel it. We said by Orlo and by Kilaim, it's 200. Says the Gemara, the fishe kofa la kosov isuroi shinui chachomim chiuvoi. By Kilaim, it's osur banoi. Now I'll enjoy it at all. And therefore, it's different than what we have by Truma. That there the coin could enjoy it. It says more at coin kedat kedoin kilei hakerem. That's all by kilaim. Orlo minayin. So he brought a pasuk regarding kilaim. But how do we know Orlo? So says the Gemara. We learn it from what's called the binyan av. Binyan av means you learn one from each other. We learn it from kilaim. Mazu ois isur anoyo. By kilaim it's also by anoy. Now let enjoy it. Avzu isur ano. So also by Orlo you now let enjoy it. And therefore, mazu oilo, avzu oilo. And therefore, you learn one from each other. The same way by kilaim, it's oilo with 200. So also by orlo, you learn from there that's oilo and it's oilo by 200. So when that's at koin ki Rabbi Akiva, that goes well according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita in general is, Rabbi Chaim says, the sources in the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin, that Rabbi Akiva holds that you can learn from something to learn from somewhere else. How does kilaim, how do we know by kilaim that's oile and we say it's 200? Because you learn that for Truma. So kilaim learns for Truma and then he'll teach to Orlo. But Rabbi Shmuel holds that whatever is learned, whatever is a lament cannot be a melamet. So if kilaim learned from Truma, it can be a melamet to Orlo. So that's the one we ask Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to say? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Kal Vachomer. It's not a binyanav, it's Kal Vachomer. Truma, which nobody can eat it, it still is cancelled. Orlo shimuteres lazorim lekoshken. Orlo is mutal lazorim. What does it mean, orlo is mutal lazorim? So a few explanations here in the Mefarshim. Reb Chaim brings that it's mutter after 3 years. Orlo is only also the first 3 years. Afterwards, it becomes mutter. So there's some heter in this. This is not completely also forever. Some other Mefarshim bring that orlo is mutter to goyim. Goyim allowed to eat orlo. So somebody's allowed to enjoy it. It's not like Truma that you can't give it to a guy. Says the Gemara, Loim amarte b'truma shani yoso muteres. Torim b'orlo shani yoso asura. But on the other hand, we find that Truma is more calm than Orlo. Orlo is more chamer. Orlo, you're not allowed to enjoy it at all. By truma, you have enjoyment you can have. So orla, nobody can enjoy it. By truma, a kohen can enjoy it. So there's no kal vachomer. Says the Gemara, you have chidin or pre gzera shava. You have a gzera shava, another gzera shava, pre. Why? Because by orla it says for la tem or la soy es pirioi. By bikurim, which is also called truma, it says mi priya hates. So the same way we find by bikurim that it's oila, so also by orla it's oila. Says the Gemara now in Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara now summarizes the Mishnah. What do we saw in the Mishnah? That there's three opinions regarding if Isurim joined together or not. So the Gemara summarizes the Shittas. And we're going to use here the Gius of Rav Chaim based on the Vilna Gaon. Mitzavim Zemze, two Isurim joined together. Bein Le'esor, doesn't matter if it's Oyser. Bein Kedei Liten Tam Divra Amir. Meaning, it doesn't matter if it's le'eso, which is means min b'minoi, which you have to go based on the amount Chazal gave us, 200. Bein l'titam, if it's min b'she'ein b'minoi, which you go based on the taste. Do you still taste the thing or not? In both cases, the isurim join together. Rav Shimon oimer, eino mitztarfim. You don't join together two isurim. Rav Lozo oimer, mitztarfim b'noi setam, avaloi le'eso. They're joined together to give the taste, meaning if it's min b'she'ein b'minoi. But if it's min b'minoi, then they don't give a taste because it's the same min, so there they don't join together. So the Gemara here just summarizes the three opinions we see in the Mishnah, just clarify the machlokes, the three shittas that we have. And that is opening for what we're going to see in the next daf, Beis Hashem, to explain this machlokes. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Arlor, Daf Chof.